a great opportunity for landowners interested in restoring or enhancing wetlands and or grasslands. As the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida assists in state conservationists for easement programs, Ronnie Gutierrez says there is still time to submit applications for financial assistance.
We've been given an allocation and actually funding for this year. We've been long awaiting that allocation to Florida, and with those funds, we'll be able to provide financial and technical assistance to landowners to restore and protect wetlands in our great state.
And there are several options available to landowners. First, the Wetlands Reserve Program, or WRP, is a voluntary easement program designed to provide a financial incentive to private landowners to encourage the protection and restoration of historically wetlands that have been drained. Also, the Grassland Reserve Program, or GRP, is a voluntary conservation easement program that emphasizes support for working grazing operations, enhancement of plant and animal biodiversity, and protection of grassland under threat of conversion to other uses. In addition, producers in the 17-county Everglades agricultural area are eligible for the Everglades Initiative, where NRCS works with landowners to implement voluntary conservation practices that improve water quality, control invasive plant species, benefit wildlife and fish habitat, and support rural economies in the Florida Everglades region. Gutierrez does note, however, that landowners only have about a week left to submit their applications, as the 2013 funding deadline is coming up May 28th. But not to worry, as the process to get started is quick and easy.
Really, at the minimum, they need to visit their local service center, USDA service center. We have one just about in every county in the state of Florida. And submit the 1200 form, which is the basic application. It's only a two-page form. There's a lot of other documentation information we may need, but just to get their foot in the door, they just need to go in and fill out that two-page application.
Again, that sign-up date is May 28th. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.